Scarlet Talks with Scarlet Stone. Ash Hollywood is here in the studio in the Julieland Chateau.
Why, hello, my love.
Hi, thanks for being here.
Of course. I practically live here being J-Girl of the Year.
Exactly.
Basically.
I have a room, free rent for a year.
Exactly.
Well, today I want to talk with you about sex and fucking smashing and kissing and everything.
Ooh. Don't forget sucking.
Ooh, sucking, fucking, licking, getting down and dirty. Getting to know your naughty bits.
Yeah, baby.
Well, everybody knows about my sex life because it's on the fucking internet. So let's hear a little bit about yours.
Let's hear about mine. Okay.
Tell me yours.
My sex life. I'm actually seeing someone right now.
How's that going?
It's going.
Have you fucked yet?
Good. We have fucked many a times.
Now, were you together before you were banging, or did that like evolve as you were banging? How did that work?
It like kind of evolved, which is, I think that's always a very complicated place, but
I think that's like all of my relationships have been that way though, because it's kind of like test driving the car before you buy it.
Of course.
I just can't be in a relationship and emotionally attached to somebody without screwing them first.
But you're saying you'd rather fuck first and then see about a relationship as opposed to date somebody for a few weeks.
Well, yeah, but I'm a heartless harlot.
Well, you know
I like
that.
To just use them. And then if
use
some
and abuse is your motto.
Come out of that, then that's
no,
cool.
But my question is that I'm serious about this. Like, does you want to only see if somebody's a good fuck or a good shag
yes.
before you even start getting committed?
I do, because actually, like, bad sex is, that's a red flag. I can't do that. I can only coach somebody so far.
Right.
But for me, I'm a very outspoken person, so I'll tell somebody exactly what I want when I want it. And I know a lot of girls have trouble with that, and I used to have trouble with that. And so I fully support the fuck before you start dating. Because if it sucks, you know,
that's
terrible.
There's some kind of middle ground where you date, and then after, I don't know if it's like a number game, or after three dates you fuck. I'm not really sure. But
do you guys believe in the whole theory about like if a guy's a good kisser,
oh,
then that,
yes.
has it, that will relate
kisser,
to if he's
yeah.
a good fucker?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. 100%.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have you ever kissed a guy that was bad?
Oh, so many times. And I've been kissing girls lately that are bad, and that's just terrible.
I can't
that's
agree more.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I've even gotten, like, actually, it comes to my mind now that the first makeout session I ever had, I ended up throwing up after it. It was that bad. It was so
bad. Was there a little bit of alcohol involved in that?
No.
Oh my God.
Like,
that's even worse. Ash, that's, like, really bad.
It was so bad, and, like the skin was licked off my face. There was saliva, like, from my nose to my chin. Like, poor boy did not know.
I had somebody playing Twister with my tonsils the other day. I don't even know how that happened, but I like to not deep throat tongues because they're weird and they, like, squirm. cocks at least just go down and come back. But I've also noticed that if a guy can dance, he's usually a good fuck.
Oh, yeah, because he has the, like,
they have
rhythm
and
moves.
They can
move, yeah.
So if you saw some guy on the dance floor busting out the hustle, like doing his little Latin
only
hustle
if
move.
It's Channing Tatum, then I exactly. take him right off the dance
yeah.
floor.
No, let's not go there.
Now I want to know, are you gay, straight, bi, adventurous? What do you do?
I'd say I am straight, but I'm also like very adventurous. I get turned on by watching girl-on-girl porn. I think a lot of women do,
mm-hmm.
but I would much rather watch that than like heterosexual, like,
I even
woman.
Know gay guys who like watching girl on girl porn
really?
Over heterosexual porn or gay porn.
Yeah,
if
I
there's
don't know
just
what
something
it is.
Pretty
Has,
about it.
Have really you been pretty. With a girl?
I've never been with a girl.
Do you want to?
I want to before I die, 100%.
Bucket list. There's pussy on the
yeah.
bucket
so you're,
list.
If I told you you're dying tomorrow, you better hurry.
Oh, I know. I only
Ash?
I only have like, you know, a couple hours to get that in. But no, I mean, I'd say like...
Does it scare you?
It doesn't scare me. I think I know I love cock. I love men so much. And I know that that's my thing. That even if I were to have a threesome, I'd want it to be with two guys. I just know, like, that's how I am.
Oh, that's filthy. I like it.
Like,
I like that. That's filthy.
Scarlet's home.
Yeah.
Scarlet is adventurous. How do you feel about oral sex?
I love oral sex both ways, giving and receiving.
How do you like giving your oral sex?
Giving, I actually like to have the guy put his hands behind his back. And then I just like do whatever. And then like deep throat.
Have you had guys take your head and push you down? 100%. And that's why. Yes. Every single time they do that, I punch them in the stomach until they lose their boner.
Yeah.
Every single time. I've done it on set. It's very, very rude. And I used to do this before I was in porn too. If guys would take me and push my head down, I would punch them. Whatever was closest to me. If their head was right there, if their stomach was right there. My favorite to make them lose the boner is slapping them on their inner thighs right here. Just like, no. And instantly
and
they're
like,
meow.
Also really, really close to like where your head is. So you can easily slap the thigh.
Oh, no. I hit people all over the place.
She abuses everybody.
Do you use your hands? Do you use your tongue a lot? What's your method of blowjob?
Well, the first time I ever was taught how to give a blowjob.
Who taught you?
It was a friend of mine who's actually a backup dancer for Snoop Dogg now. But she was always like, she wanted to be a stripper when she was really young. She was always like super adventurous and like ahead of the game. And she told me, she's like, when you give head, you need to pretend that it's ice cream. Like you're licking ice cream. So I remember after that, I tried it and it didn't work.
Did you ask her what kind of ice cream? You should have asked that question.
I'm guessing chocolate. I don't know. I'm guessing chocolate ice cream. But
nuts.
Yeah, obviously with nuts. Rocky road with marshmallows.
Do you play with the balls?
Yes.
Oh, that a girl. Never forget those balls.
Never, because they're basically half of it. Or they're like a third of it, I'd say.
I feel like forgetting the balls is like when a guy forgets your clit. It's just you fucking can't.
No.
Yeah.
See, like when I give blowjobs,
How did you learn?
Yeah,
Who taught you?
Oh my God, you know what's really funny about how I learned? I actually learned from watching a snippet of one of Jenna Jameson's porns. It's the only porn I've ever watched because I was like, all right, I keep hearing about Jenna Jameson's fucking blowjobs. Like, what does she do? And then I noticed like she does the hands, she does the twist. And so like I just learned from knowing that I can use my hands and my mouth at the same time, which is a huge saver because I had a horrible gag reflex back then. And so I would always, you know, like the regular sucking, get it as wet as I can. I didn't know about spitting until I got into porn. So now I'm like spitting all over it, getting it lubed up, using my hands as much as I can, sucking at the same time. I have my tongue pierced. I've had it pierced for 10 years now. So it's like I have always like used my tongue. I press it against like the more sensitive spots on the head. You know, there's a ton of different things that I do, but I like using my hands because it helps put more pressure on the head as you're going over that ridge. And the guys go crazy for that.
But you learned all this from trial and error?
I learned it a lot from trial and error because I still to this day, I'm the girl that's like, oh, you took me to your house after the date. I can't have sex, but I'll blow you.
wait, how? Okay, I don't understand that. How is that? How does that equation work? Like, I'm gonna.
No, I'm really
it's not in like your own territory, so you're gonna do that. Or
well,
is it like
I never bring guys back to my house because have this problem with lingering, and they'll either linger or they'll leave, you know, stuff at the house because then they have to come back and get it. They have to see you again. So whenever I'm on a date, I always go back to that person's house because I can leave. I always make sure that I drive or I have like quick access to a cab. No, my escape routes are amazing. When I break up.
Gotta get
people,
home. Dogs
I break
gotta get
up
fed.
At, yeah, always the dogs. And you have a dog too. You're like, oh, yeah. Fuck, my roommates aren't coming home tonight. I really have to make sure that my dog's fed. I'm so sorry. Or I'll be like, oh, I'm on my period. I'm really sorry.
Oh, I always want to. Or I have a really bad headache.
I'm like I really
want to
have sex with you. I do. But how about I just, I'll blow you. Is that cool? And guys are like, oh my God, you want to give me a blowjob? Fuck yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Now I get to check out your cock to see if I actually want to ride it. And if I don't, well, you just got a free blowjob.
But see, like,
that's why I hate women.
My thing is, like, I will always want to get eaten out before I give them head. That's like my thing. Like, you first.
I know
give it
that
to me,
most
then
guys.
You first, me second, kind of thing. You do.
No, me first, you second. Well, yeah. Right. Me
I know
first,
that
you
most guys suck at giving girly head, anyways. So I don't even try to take that chance. I gotta hit Hitachi back home. Like, I'm good to go. No matter what, I'm fucking taking care of. And
I got my boyfriend Hitachi back home. He's a Japanese guy. He's really cool.
I got my Bob. I like to call him battery operated boyfriend.
Exactly.
But I mean, clearer on the subject. How do you like to be eaten out?
I like when there's like a lot of pressure right on the clit and it just goes, they just lick up and down on it. I feel like guys do this thing just like, I mean, girls do it too when they're giving head. Like they do a lot of
variety. I don't like when they lick me like a Labrador. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And it sounds like they're licking like, you know, ice cream. It's like exactly like what I was doing when I was
younger. I've always was taught the technique and I had some great instructors, I have to admit, that was always like you, almost like you make love. You
make out with it.
Yeah. You're kissing a girl on the lips. This is kind of the same thing.
Well, I actually...
Treat it the same way as I mean, that's... I'm not saying exactly, you know, how you do it, but that's a big part of it. Was like,
oh, but when I eat pussy, I'm still using my hands and my mouth.
Well, we've seen both.
What you do. So. Yeah.
But like, personally, I just have to have like a constant... thing going on. Like it's like if I'm using my vibrator, like I want it to kind of have that rhythm and I feel like I'll be really close and then they'll do something else and it pisses me off.
I really like when it starts out soft and teasing.
Like don't stop.
Well, what I usually do is I like when they start out soft and teasing and they're kind of fucking playing around, seeing where I'm sensitive, and then they get a rhythm and then I won't let the person go. I'll either lock my legs around them so they can't fucking move, or, you know, guys, I'm sorry, it's fucking payback. I'm grabbing your head and I'm fucking keeping it there, and if I have to, I'll grind against your tongue till I come.
Stick your tongue out, don't move.
No, I've done that so many times. I'm like, just stick your tongue out and like hide your teeth, and they're like, what? And I'm like, fucking do it.
Exactly.
Then I hump them.
Exactly. I think that's
because that's basically what they like when they hold your head. It is the same thing.
Now, when it comes to positions, are you a variety kind of girl? Do you have a favorite? Like, if you're hooking up with a guy for the first time, do you want him to hit the basic positions? Or do you want him to like surprise you a little?
I want like a good surprise, like, but I also like variety. So maybe it would start out like in a basic position and then we end up changing to like one where it just hits my G spot. But it has to be kind of like interesting, mm-hmm. and well thought out, you know?
See, like, okay, I'm seeing a guy right now, bless his civilian heart, who
you're so mean.
I'm sorry, I'm a raging cunt. But he does like the basic positions. He'll do like missionary, a little bit of variety of, or doggy, and that's it. Now, like,
it
has been 3 weeks since I've seen him because I'm fucking bored.
Yeah, but most girls I know don't want to do reverse cowgirl on a fucking civilian.
Either, but there's all these. I still like
what, spooning.
I like when a guy is aggressive with me to a point. I like when he's, you know, turning me and changing. I get fucking bored easy. I'm sorry. I like when he's turning me, changing positions, doing different things. Like, he can pull his cock out and try to make me squirt with his hands. Like, I like it to be exciting and variety. And then once we both hit that sweet spot, because you know when you both hit that spot, because he gets ragingly hard and you're like, oh, fuck. And and so then you just ride along with that until whoever comes. And to me, like, I need it to constantly change, because it's when it's like, okay, I'm going to lay on my back and we're going to do A, and they're going to flip me over. Oh, there's my ass. Let's do B.
I always hate whenever they're like, hey, do you want to switch positions right now? And I'm thinking, why don't you just do it instead of asking? Why are you asking me that?
I don't like when they ask.
Because they're communicating.
Well, you know what? Sometimes
just shut the fuck up and fuck.
Well, you just need to shut up and fuck.
A movie called it?
Yeah, there is. But it seems like the guy's really fucking lazy when he's like riding you. You're about to get into it. And then he's like, do you want to be on top for a while? I'm always like, what the fuck? Quitter? Thrown in the towel already? Like, no, I don't want to do any work. You came this far.
But my question to you, okay, God, we could talk about this for hours, actually. We're not. Because I have a million questions, but we won't. You can ask me one really quick question.
My quick question is, then we're going to say bye.
Yeah, this is a quick question. Is that basically, okay, so you in a scene, which we've all seen and been around, you do like, say, four or five positions. It's like, and you guys have it all figured.
It's so mechanical.
Right. So, but when you're in your personal life, do you feel like, I mean, if you're just going to fuck somebody, you really like somebody, you're going to have some sex, you're going to have a good time. Do you feel like, does the guy, because you're a porn star and he's not, say, do you feel like he wants to do all these positions? He just assumes because that's what you like, because he's seen you do it. Or do you feel like, you know what, just one boff and I'm off and it's good?
Well, no, not necessarily, because I've had guys who try to perform better because they know I'm a porn star. Of course, that's happened. And then there's guys that I know that just fuck like they are porn stars. And for me, that's like, that's fun, because they actually fuck better than 90% of the performers that I've worked with, you know? And
what do they do exactly? Like when they're trying, or like when they think they're a porn star, are they like, Are they flexing while it's happening?
No, 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 no. And this guy that I'm like thinking of specifically, he's French and he's just like out there and amazing. And like, I've had crazy threesomes with him and all that. He's equally as adventurous as I am without being in my world. Yeah. But I mean, like, there are guys that attempt to be porn stars because that's who they think I am all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit more softer and sensual in my personal, like if I'm taking the lead, I like to seduce with the soft and sensual, but then I like to rough you around. If I want to switch positions, I'm locking my legs around you and I'm flipping you over. Like, I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
But some guys are like ramming me fucking hard. And I'm like, dude, it's not concrete and your dick is not a jackhammer. Can you just fuck me like it feels good? Like, you just need to chill for a minute.
You're so mean.
I'm not mean.
Mean, but like just the right
just
amount.
Just difficult
of mean.
Is what I like to say.
No, it's like perfect. You know what?
Difficult to please.
Oh,
women.
You know what? We're gonna get off the air before you two start arguing.
Yeah.
Too
okay.
Bad.
All right.
We're gonna have another bitch fight. I already had to fight Samantha Bentley the other day.
Exactly. So true.
Well, again, I am Scarlett Stone here on Scarlett Talks, and I'm thank you again for being here, Ash.
Thank
and
you for having
Dick.
Me.
Thank you.
So how can we find both of you? How can we follow you?
You can find me on the Julie Land Network at ashgirl.com.
Ooh, or don't say the word network. We like universe.
Universe. I'm sorry.
We're bigger than
Julie
a network.
Land universe.
Bad girl.
The entire world. And, well, you can find me at ashgirl.com and at ashhollywood.
Thank you.
Thank you.